Chris Allbritton, whose work Johnson complimented, is covering the Columbia matter for the Daily Beast. The shocking number of alleged child victims, the four-year time span, and a century of U.S. mischief in Latin America got his attention. But mundane obstacles, not a conspiracy of silence, have so far made the story hard to run down.
We tried to move beyond what was just in the report. We tried to get some more information from the Army Criminal Investigation Command. We tried to get some comments from the Colombian government, from the author. We have been unable to reach them as yet. The Good Friday and the Easter holiday really kind of slowed things down for a lot of reporters, I think.
Good Friday or possibly stonewalling? Is there any sense that people are avoiding you?
I mean, it's hard to say in Colombia because, you know, you're dealing with it internationally, and culturally they tend not to answer emails quite as quickly as we do here in the United States or respond to phone calls. And the place really does shut down for quite a few days, both before and after Easter. It's a very important holiday in Colombia, and this happened to fall right on that weekend. I don't get the impression that there's necessarily any stonewalling going on.
And what about the notion of a news blackout? Does that make any sense to you whatsoever?
I don't think it's a conscious decision. The U.S. English language media has traditionally had a kind of blind spot when it comes to Latin America. I don't actually know why. I've always found it rather curious. But for whatever reason, they're just not that interested unless they're regional papers like maybe the Miami Herald or the LA Times who serve a large Spanish-speaking population.
You would think that if there's anything that can penetrate the blind spot, it would be U.S. soldiers raping children.
You would think. This report was a fairly low-key report. It kind of came out in February, I believe. Even some of my reporter friends down there didn't really quite realize it had been released. Columbia Reports, which is kind of an aggregator of media in Colombia, didn't pick it up until last week or so, maybe the week before. And since then, you've started to see it getting picked up. I mean, we've covered it, obviously. Stars and Stripes has covered it. Army Times, USA Today, I believe. So it's not as fast as I think many people would like, but it's definitely starting to get some traction.
Whether we're speaking of a shooting in Pakistan or a rape in Okinawa, there is a long and woeful list of incidents involving American personnel overseas, which is one thing. Mm-hmm. A second thing is diplomatic immunity or any kind of practical impunity for Americans abroad. But then there's a third level, and I wonder if there's any evidence that this gets there, that it's not just an isolated event involving a soldier or two, a contractor or two, but something much more institutional involving larger numbers of soldiers with the authorities' tacit consent. Is there any evidence that the scope of this becomes a kind of Abu Ghraib or a My Lai?
I think that's vastly overstating it. I don't want to minimize this in the least. I mean, these are serious crimes by any standard. But I don't think it rises to the level of number of incidents that would point to some kind of institutional or tacit acceptance of it. I think that these were crimes committed by soldiers who, when they get into a population like Colombia, they decide to take advantage of it. In Abu Ghraib, those guys felt like they were operating under orders. It's a completely, completely different dynamic.
Well, for what it's worth, Abu Ghraib began with kind of whispers that did not coalesce into the full scandal for some while, no?
Well, I was in Iraq when Abu Ghraib first started bubbling up. Rather shamefacedly, I say now, I was certainly guilty of kind of dismissing the complaints of Iraqis who said, well, this is what these soldiers are doing over at Abu Ghraib. And I think a lot of us, you know, were of the mind that, oh, U.S. soldiers wouldn't do that. That's certainly taught me a lesson. You know, I don't have any proof of these 53 other cases, but I think it's worth looking into. I think it's definitely worth listening to what the Colombians are saying and to give them more credence than maybe what we might have, you know, 15 years ago.
Chris, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Chris Allbritton is a reporter for The Daily Beast.